Welcome to another edition of the broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, I got myself into some shenanigans, but before that, I love shenanigans.
No? Okay.
Okay. Give us the contact info.
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
First, I would like to issue an official apology.
What did you do?
More like what I didn't do.
Oh.
So I, in the sea of text messages and voicemails that we do get over the course of the months, they all flood the Gmail account, mm-hmm. and I didn't see some of the emails.
Oh.
So we're going to go back and read some of these.
Oh, gosh. Let's what year?
I mean, they're still this year.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be like 5 years ago.
No. Yep. All from this year. Yep. It looks like all from this year.
Okay, good.
Some as late as June.
Okay, we're just like 5 months behind. Okay.
I don't know if we've read this one before, so let me know if we did.
Okay.
So this is from Shannon. Says, ladies, I bought my... This is all... Remember when we had the debate about saving money?
Yes. We got in a huge argument about it.
Because I was in the process of buying my house, and I had a big chunk of change saved for, like, emergencies.
But you also wanted to get a sleeve. A tattoo.
A tattoo. Yeah. And I was literally putting away a couple bucks at a time in a separate thing for that. So Shannon says, ladies, I bought my home in 2005 and I didn't have that much capital to put down, but I was also getting married and went on my honeymoon 2 months after closing on the house. I have no regrets about having several savings accounts for different things. Not everything needs to be for the house because you still have to live and have fun. Just moderate and know your limits. As for ways to save money, I do a lot of handyman stuff on the side and save all the money in cash in our safe. Mm-hmm. Me and my wife agreed not to touch any of it until we had a year's salary saved. Once we had that, we vacuum sealed it and put it in a safe, so now all the extra money we make on the side is for fun things like vacations and special nights out. And yes, having all that cash sealed feels very gangster.
Dude, that sounds gangster.
And from Shannon, yes, male, my mother has a warped sense of humor. Shannon. Okay, it took me a second. I'm like, I don't know if I should ask. Thank you for clarifying that.
Shannon is definitely a girl's name in my opinion, but you know, I feel like you're rocking it. So.
I mean, I only know Shannon's that are girls, so...
Yeah.
Sorry.
I love that you have a vacuum sealed. I'm such a cash person, so I should vacuum seal all my cash, too.
Do you save yours in, like, a piggy bank?
No, I'm way more ghetto than that. I just save it in, like, random envelopes and, like, purses and wallets.
That doesn't feel too ghetto.
Like that. You know what? Thank you. Under my mattress a little here and there.
Okay, that is.
If I die, wow, whoever cleans out my room is going to have a field day. Because I don't even remember that I put money in places until I like clean it out. And I'm like, wah!
Can we have this on record that if you die, I'm the one that cleans your room? I will take everything out and I'll, you know, you can write out a will. Like, where do you want everything going? Like, what charities? And like, oh, donate my shoes to like the high heels to like a prom type charity. Well, like we did that.
All my cold hard cash goes to
me. Who cleaned your room?
You would be very.
BJ's not going to clean your room.
I feel like my mom would want to since I'm dead.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the nice. Like they would it'd probably take a few years, but then it'd probably be really sad.
That makes sense. Actually, yeah. I told my brother though, if I die, there is a trunk in my
toy
room.
Toy trunk.
Do not open it.
Yeah, don't have him do anything with it either. Have your girlfriend do something with
that. Well, like now my new roommate, she also knows of this. It's like, immediately dispose of it. Don't even open it. It's a trunk. It doesn't look like
put
a sexy trunk.
Put gloves on and just carry it out.
Keep it clean.
Mm-hmm,
but sure. Literally just take it to the dump and just...
Yeah. Wait, dude, those are expensive though. They could sell on eBay or something.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so sell them as Vicky Barcelona's items.
Used toys.
And see how much money you can get. You can pay for the funeral.
Hell yeah, exactly. Because the funerals are not cheap.
No, they are not. So fast forwarding a couple months, we got one from Chansey.
Chansey.
I don't know if that's your real name. Either way, badass. Oh yeah, it is Chansey. It says, hey, Vicky and Sarah, I'm a lurker listener. So the term lurker means that they don't really interact.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you're on a website like Imgur, you're a lurker, you just look, you don't ever comment.
Yeah.
It's like, but I had to tell you that I'm very proud of you for putting yourself out there on the text your crush challenge. So months back, because this was sent back in July.
Oh, yes.
So it was month
less. The challenge.
Sarah, there was a text your crush challenge and you had to screenshot what they said. And a lot of them were pretty sad.
Yes. And you just would say, I have a crush on you.
It was more like ask them on a date. Like, hey, do you want to go on a date tomorrow?
Oh, right, right. Okay. Ask them out. Yeah.
And I did kind of. Like, I didn't ask, I didn't use those words, but I'm like, hey, you know, can we go out, get a drink for your birthday kind of situation? I never heard back. It's like,
awkward. He never responded?
Nope.
Wow, we're like 5 months later and still nothing?
Well, and now he's got a girlfriend too, so I'm like, okay, I'm kind of glad he didn't respond.
Oh, because I don't know how he was probably kind of seeing her, right, yeah, so, in that time.
Which I'm actually really happy because he's a really nice guy, so I'm glad.
Aww.
Plus, I'm kind of hanging out with somebody, so I'm excited too.
Yay!
Now scrolling back through the... Okay, so this one is from only September, so we're getting better.
Yeah!
So this is from, I believe, Redwolf9.
Ow!
Says, hey, Vicky and Sarah. I'm just going to shorten the podcast. Basically, he's a longtime listener, first-time writer, and he needs advice. He has a huge crush. He's fallen head over heels for a local celebrity, even though he's never met them. He loves everything about them. And he feels like he knows them intimately because he's listening all the time. Mm. That being said, they have a lot of similar things about them, according to him. But have either of you found yourself irrationally attached to a celebrity or someone else you didn't really know? Did you do anything particular to get over it? And more importantly, since you're probably about as famous as the person in question, if one of your fans really wanted to get to know you or even just as a friend, what advice would you have for them about going to do it?
See, I've been way too, I wouldn't say attached, but like obsessed over celebrities that like I'm never going to meet or ever have a chance with. You know what I mean? Like, you're just like, damn, that person's so hot. Like, you think about him. You, like, pretend in your mind that you're together. Like, you stalk them on Instagram and, like, all their pictures. But you know in reality, like, I'm never probably even going to meet this person, let alone ever date them. Because we're just totally, they're in a whole other world than I am, you know? But it's fun to fantasize about every now and again.
I know. I've had a few obsessions. So I had a dream where I kissed James McAvoy, and for those who don't know who he was in the movie Split. He was Professor Xavier in the X-Men movies, the young one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But like in the dream, it was like one of those kisses. It wasn't anything super crazy make-out-y, but it was like one of those really passionate smooches. And so I woke up like, whew.
Yeah,
and I'm like, just a smooch. And so I was like really obsessed with him for a little bit.
Get posters of him all over your wall.
Not quite that much.
Oh, no.
But it was just like, oof, like
I used to have put posters of people that I used to think were like Kurt Cobain was all up in my Derek Jeter, and I used to like kiss them goodnight.
You're so gross.
I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, you have a boyfriend. He might find
that really weird.
Right.
I don't know about the like local celebrity. I'm trying to think. I mean, even if I mean, I know one of my friends has a really big crush on a news anchor. Like, I don't know if he works for Q13 or what, but she has a really big crush on him. And like, every time they
have Adam Gerke.
I don't know, maybe, but the commercial comes on and she's like, oh, I love him. And I'm always like, calm down, like chill. Like, even if you ever meet him, I'm always, because I look at those people and I think I could never get them. It's weird because I don't know. You know what I mean? Even if they are a local and they're just like a normal person, I never would think of being like, oh, yeah, they would like me. So yeah. I haven't ever even tried. And my friend hasn't tried. Like, my friend will tweet at him, but not like, hey, you want to go out sometime kind of thing.
It's interesting because sometimes when you do actually get to meet a celebrity crush, because there's one, I'm not going to say his name, but it was somebody that came into the station and it's like, oh, my God, this guy is so cute.
Local celebrity or...
Yes.
Celebrity. Okay. All right.
Let's see if I'll give you a nonverbal hint.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That guy. And he's so cute. But then the more like interactions, like the more like I hear him talk, the more I realize, okay, let me sit down. Let me pretend. We're here at work and he's like, hey, let me take you out to dinner. And we start dating. Would I be able to put up with this guy?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, I would lose my mind. He'd be so annoying.
But what if you did meet him and he was actually really dope? Would you actually think you would have had a chance with him?
Oh,
and
no.
Like, ever asked him out?
I wouldn't have a chance, but I'd daydream. I'd think about it.
Yeah. That's what. See, I think the emailer thinks like,
because they're not like a James McAvoy or even this level of celebrity.
Yeah, that he might have a chance.
But it's interesting because it is one of those things like you don't know this person and but you know all these details about them.
Mm-hmm.
But this person has no doesn't know anything about you.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you're a complete stranger to them.
I feel like for me, it was weird because there was a long time, I'm not going to lie, I was very jaded. Like, I had a couple of boyfriends that literally just went out with me just for, just to brag.
Yeah.
That they were dating me.
You're not dating Vicky, you're dating Vicky B from,
yes.
Yeah, BJ and Migs, yeah.
And it really rubbed me the wrong way, and I got really paranoid with any friendship that I had. Like, well, is this person trying to be my friend because of the radio station? And there's a few people that I met and have become super close with that started off as listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Like my friends Chase and Christine. Like, it started off like, hey, we live in the same apartment complex, and I hear you on the radio. We should hang out. And I gave them a shot. Like, and I freaking adore them.
Yeah.
But it is kind of weird because I've been going to therapy a lot for this. I have a hard time sometimes trying to figure out how to actually be the real me. Because I'm always, even when I was a kid, I've always kind of put on this entertainer persona.
Yeah.
So I just kind of mouth vomit. I'm just like, here's a bunch of silly nonsense, and I'm very anxious right now, so I can never really be me when I meet somebody that knows who I am through work.
Because, well, you naturally are just a mouth vomiter, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you as your character and you as your
But I feel like it's life. Amplified.
Oh,
at work.
You feel like you have to constantly be on.
Yeah, like when I meet somebody like, hey, you know, like at a restaurant or at the store, and it's like I feel like I immediately have to jump into that persona, even though like maybe I'm bummed out that day, maybe I'm tired,
mm-hmm.
but I have to act.
Yeah, act like you're okay and you're that character.
Right. So it's just, it never really feels authentic. So those friendships kind of seem weird.
Dang, girl, that's some deep stuff you gotta work on and work through, because you gotta know who you are,
right?
And be able to be yourself.
That's why I pay so much money in therapy.
Yeah, therapy. I would say,
if it comes natural, I feel like go for it. Like, if you're in a place, like, don't corner them and be like, let me.
Don't
me
corner them, but, like, try. I mean, if I had a crush on a local celebrity and I somehow, like, knew how to get their information or, like, knew how to contact them in a way without, like, stalking their home and knocking on their door,
mm-hmm.
like, I would ask them and be like, hey, like, I think you're really cool, this, that, and the other. And if I didn't hear anything back, then I didn't hear anything back, kind of thing, you know?
See, I'd rather in person, though.
You would? How would...
Like, if it was an event or it was just, like, a concert or something, because I feel like you really get a vibe for a person that way, more so than over a text. Because over a text or
really,
a message,
but if
I feel like
a,
it's just...
But if they know you're going to be there because you're working an event, that's super fanboy. And if they come up to you and are like, oh, it's Vicky B. Like, I really want to take you on a date sometime. Like,
right,
even though that's in person, that's still so not
genuine. Right, that's what I mean. What's the vibe of the person? Like, they could have shown up because they knew I was going to be there. But if they're like, you know, actually, like, let's say it's a concert,
mm-hmm.
like a Pain in the Grass. It's like, okay, well, I don't have to know that detail. Even though you're like, oh, you already have a crush on me and you wanted to meet me. You're still there. I can have that illusion in my mind that you were there to go to the show as well. And this was an added bonus.
But I feel like with a working event that, like, we would be working and they would mm-hmm. be attending, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We're busy. We're running all over the place.
Right.
You don't really get, like, a good one-on-one chance to mm-hmm. see kind of how he's feeling and how he's vibing. And I feel
right.
like if someone asked you out on an event, you would just kind of be caught off guard and be like, that's unprofessional. Like, no, what?
Right.
I got to go work. Like, what?
And that would mean that would...
Because that's how I would feel if somebody asked me out, like, at an event.
I wouldn't want them to ask me out then and there. I think I would hope for, like, just chat with me, get to know me in that sense as quickly as you can. If it's an actual work event where I'm busy working, you're not going to get much of me because
mm-hmm.
it's a lot going on. And I'm running around with like a chicken with its head cut off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. That's why I think that'd be.
But if it's something like I'm going to a Mariners game or something and they happen to see me, I feel like it's a little different. It's a little more chill.
And then like the next day, Facebook you and say, hey, I was that person from the Mariners game. Like.
Yeah, but
What's up?
I have my own issues, so I probably...
And you gotta be hot, let's get real.
Like, I have to be attracted
you
to you.
You have to be attracted to the person, yes.
Right. Like, hot is...
And Vicky has a type, let me tell you.
Yes. I had a friend who thought I was interested in her boyfriend. I'm like, look, do you see that guy right there that kind of looks like a hobo and has the gauges in his ear and he looks, like, unhirable? It's like, yeah, like, that's my type.
That's what I'm attracted to.
So your boyfriend's not my type. So calm down.
Chill. See, I'm like all over the place. I have like everyone's my type. I feel like not everyone, but
most dudes.
Yeah. If you got a hey, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. JK.
You silly goosh. But yeah, I mean,
I hope that helped.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because I think it just depends on the person, too,
mm-hmm.
and what's going on in their life.
Yeah, totally.
it could very easily go really weird.
And some local celebrities are like dope AF and like so down to earth, and some are like not at all. So,
all right. So I will tell you, I was, when I was a teenager, I was obsessed with a guy, and he's still doing stuff here, like, and still in the same job.
What's his name?
Screw it, I'm going to say it. If it gets back to him, hey, what's up, homie? Yeah. When I was about 16, 17 years old, I was obsessed with Adam Gerke. And it wasn't like anything like I'd follow him on MySpace at the time or anything like that. But
yeah.
In the morning to wake myself up, I would put the news on.
Oh, yeah, would you? I need to Google image this guy.
Yeah, he used to work for KISW back in the day before Kevin and Ian on Metal Shop, before Steve Rock, and I'm totally blanking on his name. I'm so sorry. You're my friend on Facebook. He was on Metal Shop.
Adam Gerke?
Yes.
I don't know.
Just type in Q13.
Oh,
Adam.
Okay. Oh, well, he spells his last name real different than I thought it'd be.
Yes.
Oh, he's adorable.
Right. So yeah. I was 17, and I'd always watch the news to see if it was going to be raining or not. So I could, because we didn't really have smartphones back when I was, you know, senior in high school. So I would check the news. I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'll need to wear a sweater or a jacket.
And then she wouldn't even hear the information because she was just staring into his eyes.
Well, he's the traffic guy.
Ooh.
So I would pay attention to the weather. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And then the traffic would hit after. So.
And then you were like, whoo, don't need to know about the traffic. Let me just stare.
True story. We used to have a coworker who worked exclusively with him for a while, years ago. And so we were at a movie review. Like, we were reviewing a movie. So we went to the movie screening. And Adam Gerke, I don't know if he still does, but had a blog where he would review movies. And so he showed up, and I'm like, oh my God, it's Adam. And this is, mind you, I was 20 at the time, 21.
Yeah, he's a little bit older. So.
Oh, yeah. So when I started working here, and I was, you know, mind you, this is 3 years after I graduated high school, so I'm excited. I'm like, oh my God, it's like my high school crush.
It's my traffic man.
And I'm like, oh my God, Adam Gerke's here, and blah, blah, blah. And so what my coworker does, buddy, he's like, hey, Adam, what's up? And then invites him to sit with us.
Oh, man, I'd be sweating so tough.
I was
so
in the middle of them.
Oh, man.
They were both on either side of me, and they, like, he knew I really wanted to ask him questions, talk to him, so he kind of starts interviewing him in a way. It's just like, so, remind me again how you got into radio, and what did you do after, and how did you get a Q13? He was basically asking all these questions he thought I'd want to know.
And you were just, like, just sitting like, in the middle, like,
20-year-old Vicky with no game.
I love you.
Now I'm 30-year-old Vicky with no game.
I was going to say, do we have a game now?
But I've never, I mean, he knows, like, we know of each other, and I think he's a really cool dude.
But you didn't ever ask him.
No, I never asked him out, because I thought that'd be weird, and I still think it would be weird.
He's a little older.
And
he's a little gray fox.
And now I've gotten more... I've grown to find my type, which he's
Shut
too
up.
Clean cut.
If his ass came over here and asked you out, you for sure would say yes.
I don't know. He's older.
What?
I think it depends.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Anywho.
He could show you some things, teach you a little something.
We did get an email as well back in October from
Brandon.
Okay, we're
just 1 month.
Yes, so... Moving along, it says, I'm a fan of the music genre bluegrass, and I was going down the YouTube rabbit hole, and I came across this song, and I don't know why, but it kind of reminds me of your intro, just edgier. Ooh. So I've actually heard of this band. It's called Bridge City Sinners, and it's, I believe, yeah, no, yeah, so the band is Bridge City Sinners, and the song is called Witch's Wrath. And this is actually, I kind of had heard this song before, and it wasn't the inspiration for the song that we have for our intro. But I like the vibe, so it was kind of what got me down that rabbit hole as well. So we'll play a little bit of it.
Okay.
Maybe. She does say bad words, I think.
Uh-oh.
And she's covered in tattoos, massive gauges.
Sounds sexy.
Oh, she is. And she's playing like this little ukulele or banjo, I think. I can't see. Yeah, it's a banjo.
Sounds frightening.
Oh yeah, she is. It's awesome. Yes,
yikes.
I really do like her.
That is something.
Not Sarah's jam.
That is not my jam.
That is fair, but I did.
It was very bluesy, way more bluesier than our intro, I feel like.
Yes, because I don't think our intro has really any banjo in it. And I think that's
part
of it.
She definitely sounds like she could kick my ass, which is hot.
I was going to say, I feel like most people can kick your ass.
Excuse me?
Am I lying?
Have you seen my bicep recently?
No.
Exactly. You don't know what guns I'm carrying, Vicky. How?
We did get a couple text messages. Those are up to date. One of them being from Carly, and I thought this was funny. She says, I'm listening to a broadcast on my car's Bluetooth, and it came up with a very random description and picture, so funny, from Carly. And in the picture, it's Miley Cyrus's album, and the song is Party in the USA.
Yes!
Oh my God, so that's what happens
when she's playing.
I think that's funny. I don't think this is the first time this has happened, so.
That's hilarious.
So we're like Miley.
I'm Miley's ratchet, but like Party in the USA, it's like all about you. So it's like a little class in there, maybe, kind of. It's a great mixture of us.
All right, so we got a text from your buddy James.
James!
He sent me technically a couple of them because he did voice the text and it came out weird. So he's like, please ignore the last text. Let me fix this. So he says, hey, girls, Vicky, to answer your question, when the first vacation should fall into a relationship, I can only speak from my personal experiences. And this was kind of going back to the conversation where, like, I met this dude. We were talking about, you know, hanging out. And I'm actually going on a second date with him on Saturday.
Ooh, yes. You guys went on one date.
Yes. And it went out really well.
Yes.
We, like, talked for hours. It was amazing. And I'm very excited. He seems really awesome. But we did kind of joke around and talk about, like, we both love the coast and we both meaning to go up down to the coast, you know, Astoria, Seaside. Mm-hmm. So he's like, hey, if you want to in the next couple months, like, let me know. I've been dying to go together. So I'm like, is that too soon? Because I'm basing all of this, like, rules off of TV shows.
Yeah.
And so according to James's personal experiences, when me and my wife were dating, we planned a trip after she met my parents and after we had sex for the first time. But before we moved in together, we used the trip as little testing the waters to see how we would do living with each other for a while. You know, we live with each other for a week at a bed and breakfast while seeing Vancouver. Really awesome. But tell you the truth, most of the time, most of those days we spent at the bed and breakfast just having sex. So literally, don't use a vacation for your first time having sex or an excuse to have sex for the first time, because I think that's just setting up to fail. No, I don't think I would. I don't know. Like, I don't know what to do with the whole sex thing anymore.
Well, would you want to wait to have sex with him?
I don't know if I'm, like, I don't know. Like,
you don't really care much. It's more on him, right?
Right. Because he's, I think what the term is, demisexual.
I didn't even know there was a term for it.
Yep.
What does that mean?
It means that you don't really have sex unless there's an emotional connection.
Okay.
It's not really a sexuality thing. It's more or less like, it's not really going to work out too well for me if I'm not, like, attracted to you in emotional or romantic or mental way, you know?
I wonder if that's just, like, a thing that you tell yourself.
Probably, like, a roadblock in your head. And I'm guessing he could probably work out of it. But, I mean, it's worked for him so far. So he's okay with this lifestyle. So go for it.
Has he been this way for a while?
I didn't ask.
Oh. Well, okay, so then it's kind of all on him, really.
Right. I used to have sex on the first date and kiss and make out on the first date, like when in my early 20s and mid-20s. And
yeah.
Like, I was like, okay, I feel like a kiss would feel right now, but at the same time, it would feel right to not do it either. Like, it felt good either way, and we didn't.
Yeah, and you're going to kind of have him lead that whole
way, how it goes.
Especially because he is demisexual.
Yes.
So, I mean, yeah, it's kind of all in his court.
Right. So.
But let me just tell you, if y'all go to Astoria or wherever on a nice romantic trip and you guys haven't had sex and don't have sex on the trip, he has a missed opportunity.
Oh, my God. I'd be so disappointed.
Right?
I'd be very disappointed. Like, I don't really want to go on the trip unless
you're doing it.
Like, I mean, and not so much that we have to do it the entire time, because I do like exploring the city a little bit and getting good food, but.
Yeah, but it's like romantic. It's gonna happen. Sexy and hot and vacation.
And I've been like having dreams this last week, so I'm like,
of him?
Yes.
Oh, snap.
And I'm like, girl.
So you guys are going out on Saturday.
Yes.
Do you think he's gonna kiss you?
I don't know.
Do you want him to kiss you?
I think so. Yes. I don't like. I'm like. I
you wanted to kiss you on the first date. Don't
I did, but I was like, I'm not gonna do this. And he was like, I don't.
Do you think he's shy when it comes to all of that?
I think it's really a consent thing. Like, he wanted to make sure for sure that I was really into it.
So
before he would just make the plunge.
Do you think he wanted to make the plunge on the first date?
I like to tell myself yes. Okay. I don't know.
Well, because some guys are really actually nervous to And I get it. If I was a dude, I'd probably be nervous too, especially because, like, you don't know if they want it, but you think they want it, but then what if they don't? And those signals, and then I don't want to screw up.
Right. And then, like, what we think is, like, a huge signal is, like, they don't notice.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, for me, like, if I really want to, like, signal to a guy that I want to kiss him, I would do one of those, like, a long hug and then, like, slowly pull away so our faces are really
staring into his eyes.
Like, just our faces are really close to each other for a couple seconds and then kind of look at him. And that's
it's so awkward.
It's so awkward, but in the moment it feels kind of like middle school.
Feels so good.
It's like,
So you better do that move on Saturday if it feels right.
Right. I'll give you an update next week.
She's so nervous.
I am so freaking nervous, and I hope to God he does not listen to this podcast.
Where are you guys going? Are you guys going out to eat again, or
we're kind of just leaving it up in the air. So I was planning on driving down to him, like, meet partway.
Okay.
I have a thing I'm doing on Saturday here in Seattle. I'm like, can we meet up afterwards? And he's like, oh, I'll just meet you in Seattle.
Nice.
So, yeah, I don't have to drive as far.
Hopefully it's good weather. You guys can have a little touristy day, maybe.
Right, and that's kind of what we were talking about. He's like, I don't really know Seattle as well as you do, so we can do whatever. So we love good food and hanging out. So if it's good weather, might hit up Ballard, check out, like, the weird oddity shops. Because he doesn't necessarily want to do, like, tourist traps.
Yeah.
Like, but, like, have it be a little bit more intimate, but, like, still fun. So I'm like, I know really good places to eat in Ballard, some cool shops. We could always go down to Golden Gardens. There's just a lot of stuff that we can do within the city. I'm like, if we wanted to play tourists, we could hang out in downtown, go to, like, the Columbia Tower, or, like, show him the station, even though he's been here before.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, his band. I think they were on Battle Shop once.
Yeah, they were.
Anywho, there's been plenty of bands on Metal Shop, so we don't know who this is.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
So we don't know. We'll just leave it up in the air.
Well, that's exciting. I hope he makes a move. I hope he kisses you. Especially because that would be a good, if you are demisexual, like, that is kind of a good way for
a someone. A good indicator. Yeah. That, like, you're, like, into me.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, you actually, like, see me as more than a friend. Right. Or, like, you but kind, like, of are starting to have
a crush. I feel like there is something there just in the way he texts me and what we talk about and everything. So I'm like, okay.
He got to put your lips on yours, though.
Right. And he was even, like, saying, he's like, if you need any, like, if you need a partner to, like, a wedding or anything, let me know. Like,
dang.
All about that. And I was like, okay. I'll let you know. I don't think I have any weddings coming up. Everyone's married right now, so.
Like, considered a date? Like,
yeah. And I'm like, likewise. I'm like, okay, I'm a mess.
You're like,
I'm
gonna, someone please invite me to a wedding now.
I'm going to wrap this up before I become a big puddle of hormonal teenage mess.
Oh, Vicky's got a crush.
Oh, shut up. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.